Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get to Brett Gardner now as we finish up the last week of the season. Brett, welcome. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good, thank you. Congratulations on a tremendous finish to the season. You've been on fire.
Yeah, I mean, what can I say, man? Trying to have good at-bats and continue to keep working on things, you know, behind the scenes and go out
well,
there and
take my
game by
a
swing.
It really – now, the home runs, is it like everyone talks about, is the ball just live this year or you've been pumping weight this year? What's the deal? I mean, a lot of other guys got a lot more home runs this year. Is it because the ball's jacked up?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the deal is with the ball. I know there's been a lot of talk about it, but, you know, I know that, for me anyway, I can't speak for other guys, but for me, a little bit of different in approach, a little bit different mechanics at the plate, trying to not necessarily get the ball in the air more often, but really try and stay behind the baseball and drive the ball. So often early in my career, I was taught to stay inside of the ball, hit the ball the other way and on the ground and use my legs to get on base. But obviously, as the game changes, so do we as players. So, have to learn to use the whole field and be able to, you know, hit the fastball inside.
All right, we're finishing up. We got a week left. The team's getting a little healthier. You know that you're going to be the man in center field in the postseason with no hicks. That's a big thing. I'm sure you're looking forward to that. What do you think about the team as you head towards the postseason?
Well, I love our chances. I mean, we've obviously dealt with a whole lot of adversity this year and had a whole lot of injuries hit us. But, I think for the most part we've played pretty good baseball. I think that, you know, we're a team that could be built for the postseason and hopefully, we get Edwin back here pretty soon. We just got Stanton back a few days ago, and hopefully we'll be a little more up to full speed next week, and we're obviously looking forward to it.
Listen, you've been here a very long time. You and CC especially have been here a long time, and you know what it takes in the postseason. But about the regular season for a second, have you ever seen a year in your life where guys have come in from nowhere and contributed the way they have to a team? I mean, I've never seen anything like what's going on with this team this year.
No, I haven't either. I don't think there's any way to really, forecast that or predict that. I mean, we've had quite a few guys just really come in out of nowhere almost and just really put up remarkable seasons, whether you talk about guys in the infield or in the outfield. Even when Gary's been down behind the plate, Austin Romine.
Yeah, Romine's played great. Yeah,
and Higgy have both done great. So, just all across the diamond, guys have really stepped up. And as always, our bullpen has been so good that we've been able to shut other teams down middle into the game, and give us a chance to win literally every night.
Talking with Brett Gardner, of course, who is going to be a very big, you would anyway, but especially a big part of it as we get ready to start the postseason a week from Friday. The Yanks will begin at home on the 4th of October. Gardy's had an incredible year, 27 home runs, 72 RBIs, and under 500 at-bats. So really, and a strong finish. Is it fair to say you feel stronger this year at the end than you usually do?
I feel good. I'm healthy and physically and mentally just in a good place and have just enjoyed playing every day. So, obviously over the years as you get older, you get a little bit smarter and learn how to maybe take a little better care of myself and better prepare for such a long season. But, I've probably played in a few more games this year than everybody was expecting. But
right.
I was obviously up for the challenge. And, anytime you have your brothers go down and get hurt, you hurt for them. But obviously, you have to step up and, take advantage of that opportunity and just like I said, continue to take care of myself, go out there every day and help the guys out on the field, and it's been a fun year.
What were you expecting, Gardy, when the year started? What were you expecting your role to be? Did they talk to you specifically? Did you think it was going to be – I mean, obviously it was going to probably be a little more limited than it's been. Now you've become someone they need every single day. But what were you expecting from this year?
Yeah, I mean, I guess in a perfect world with Judge and Stanton and Hicks all staying healthy, I was going to be – you know, hopefully a little more than a fourth outfielder, but a guy that was going to give them some DH days and play some left field, play some center field, you know, a couple days a week each, and, you know, continue to keep guys, you know, healthy and give guys a rest. But, you know, it obviously, it never usually plays out how you plan. So, you know, like I said, I'm just glad that I was, you know, prepared as always to basically be an everyday player and, you know, been up for the challenge. And, yeah, I still feel great here you know, with the end of September rolling around, excited about what October has in store.
Can you think back? Is it too far to think back to the World Series and to think back to 2009? What's your memory of 2009, if you have one?
Well, I mean, we obviously had a really special team, a really good team, and a great group of guys. And, you know, I think then that being my first full season in the big leagues, I thought that I would have been back there again. And obviously we haven't. So, you know, we're going to try and take this thing all the way to the end and send CC out on a good note, just the way that he started with us in New York 10 years ago. So, you know, I just remember that parade and how much fun that was, the energy from all of our fans, and we'd love to get back to that point.
Yeah, it's been a long time. For the Yankees, it's been a long time between stops. I mean, you know, like you said, you went there as a 25-year-old. Now it's a decade later when you're trying to go back.
Yeah, and we've had we obviously went through a little bit of a, I want to say, a rebuilding process.
Yeah,
but a few
for you guys,
ago,
you never had a losing year though. But
no,
I mean, yeah,
but we've had some good teams over the last 10 years, and have just, especially the last couple of years, come up a little short and lost to some great teams, some really good teams. So hopefully this is the year that we can, you know, get over that hump.
Can you sense something in this team that's different than the last couple of years? Is this team different? I know it is from all the different contributions, but does it feel like last year's team was a really good team, too, that you took into the postseason? Is this team a little better than last year, as an example?
I feel like we are. I feel like, obviously, our depth has been tested this year, but we've got so many guys that are capable of doing so many things on both sides of the ball. And you know, a guy like DJ LeMahieu coming over this year has made just a huge difference, because he can play all over the field, and has really allowed Booney to do some different things in the infield when guys maybe aren't at full speed. And, you know, I think that we've got a lot of guys that are capable, like I said, of doing a lot of different things, pitching in certain situations all throughout the game, some good matchups. And, you know, I feel really good about our chances even since day one of spring training. It's been a good vibe in the clubhouse.
So what, in the last 30 games, you have 10 homers and Judge has 14. You guys have a little home run derby going on right now? Is that it?
No, we just have a little fun with each other, always have. You know,
he's a little bigger than you, though. You realize that, right?
He is a little bigger than me. He's definitely got a little advantage in that department. But, yeah, we just have fun with it, you know. Obviously, it's been a little bit of a frustrating year for him, missing some time with that oblique injury. So just good to have him back in the lineup playing every day and healthy. And, you know, he's such a force there in the top of our lineup. And, you know, we're happy to have him back.
Yeah, and he's hit 14 homers in the last month. So he's got his home run game down now, that's for sure, you know, down the stretch here, as do you. So, I mean, and as does this team's ability. But this team's a little different. You know, this team's a little better at situational baseball than the last couple have been. It's a little better with, you know, with two outs and a man on base statistically. You know, maybe some other guys bring in some different stuff. So it does hit a lot of home runs, but it has been better in that way this year.
Yeah, I mean, we can thank a guy like Gio Urshela for that.
Him, yeah, he has been different. Yeah.
Really have a knack with coming up with a big hit with guys on base. And, you know, we just, you know, can do some different things to win some ball games in some different ways. But obviously here down the stretch, and once you get into the postseason, you're facing some really tough pitching, and just have to be ready for the challenge.
At this stage of your career, I mean, having been through this so many times, having been through the postseason a bunch of times, you did experience a championship very early, so you got that out of the way very early. You know, does it seem like this has been a long time here in New York for you now, or does it seem like it's just gone in an eyelash? Has it gone really fast? I mean, or does it seem like you've been here as long as you have?
Yeah, no, it's really flown by for me, to be honest. I mean, I guess this is my 12th year, so I think realistically it seems like it's been maybe 7 or 8, so maybe about half. But, yeah, it's just flown by, man, the whole transition from, it seemed like the first 5, 6, 7 years in the big leagues, I was literally the youngest guy in the lineup, and pretty quickly it kind of, you know, it's the other way around. So, you know, these young guys have you know, they're a lot of fun to be around. They've got me feeling young again, and it's been a great year.
Yeah, you are the elder statesman. You know, you and CeCe are the leaders. There's no question about that. How about that role for you? Has that been different for you with this team?
Yeah, it's been different. I mean, like I said, I feel like the first 5 or 6 years of my career, I was still the youngest guy in the room and in the lineup. And now, you know, over the last couple of years, that's really you know, kind of the other way around. And I think it takes a while to, you know, kind of transition into that role. But it's something that you know, we've got a lot of young, talented players on our team, but they've all got a really good head on their shoulders, and you know, guys that work hard and have a good idea of what they're doing and have a good approach and good work ethic, and they make my job as one of the veteran leaders in that room, and they make it easy.
You know, we know how good your defense is, but you probably didn't expect to be playing this much center field. How does that feel to be playing so much center field again?
It's obviously a little bit more, it's a little bit more responsibility, a little bit more, more running, and a little harder on your legs from time to time, but I've enjoyed it. It's the best view, best seat in the house for me. You've got such a great view of the game, and, you know, obviously coming
feels
up
like
as a
being
young
home.
Kid.
Feels
yeah,
like
I mean,
being home,
I mean,
right?
You know, coming up as a young kid, as a center fielder, you know, as you get older, you get moved over to a corner. But it's been nice being out there. It's been a lot of fun, and we've obviously missed Aaron Hicks and what he does for us on both sides of the ball. But you know, I've enjoyed playing out there.
Is Stanton? Has he had enough times to be Stanton? Has he had enough at bats? Does he look like he's ready to go?
I think he will be. Yeah, I mean, he's obviously. You know, we're talking about a guy who had played in maybe 9 games up until a few days ago. So, you know, not a whole lot. It's basically just like, you know, coming out of spring training for him. But, you know, it's been a frustrating year for him. But I know that he's been putting in a lot of work behind the scenes. And even though he maybe, you know, has been trying to get that knee back to 100%, you know, there's different things you can do to stay ready with your timing as far as standing in on bullpens and, you know, working on your timing in ways like that. And I know that's some things that he's been doing to really, you know, try and speed up that process of just getting back up to speed and get his timing down. But, you know, he's a guy that we're really gonna need here going into the playoffs.
Talking with Brett Gardner, who's had a terrific year for the Yankees, as we finish up these final couple of days before we get to the postseason. You know what it takes to go all the way. You did it, you know, in 2009 when you first got here. What's the key now? I mean, what has to happen? I asked Girardi that yesterday. He said, you know what? You got to be able to come from behind, I think, to win championships. What do you think it takes to win the whole thing? What have you learned that it takes to win the whole thing? What does a team have to do to win the whole thing?
Well, first of all, I think you have to pitch well. I mean, I'm not a pitcher, so I don't have anything to do with that. But obviously, we got to play good defense behind our pitchers. But you know, every postseason, pitching seems to you know, be the key in October. And I think for us as an offense, just you know, go in with a good plan no matter who we're facing, and really you know, try not to change too much. I mean, we've had a pretty successful season up to this point. We've scored a bunch of runs, and you know, as we talked about earlier, we're capable of scoring runs in some different ways. And you know, everybody wants to talk about the home run, but you know, we got some guys that can do some different things up and down our lineup and really handle the bat, and you know, just continue to play our game.
All right, well, listen, congratulations on a terrific season. We're looking forward to it. You know, it's going to be fun. Hopefully, we're really looking forward to a Yankee-Dodger World Series. That's what we're really, you know, I saw those a couple of times when I was a kid. I saw one, obviously, in the 80s. Saw one when I was really young. I want to see another Yankee-Dodger World Series. It's about time. So what do you think? You know, that would be,
yeah,
nice,
I mean,
that would be
long,
a nice thing
as,
to do.
As long as we're in it, you know, it doesn't, if the Dodgers is what you want, then that's fine with
me. It'd be fun.
It would
be fun. You know, it'd just be nice to have a New York LA. I think it'd be nice. The old Yankee-Dodger World Series would be nice. That would be a nice finishing touch.
Yeah, it would be fun. We're looking forward to getting into October and playing some real fun baseball.
Thanks. Congratulations on a terrific year. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. Good talking to you.
Okay, my pleasure. All right, Brett Gardner, back after this.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.